Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, it's time for us to think about making a difference in America. The way we do that is to get informed, get registered to vote, and to vote. Take a look.
So here's what's supposed to happen. As Christians, we're supposed to shine bright. You know, be a light in the darkness in our country. So we try to make a big difference by getting ambitious and planning big events to let our light shine. But at the end of it all, we still find our United States of America in a dark place. You know, sometimes we forget that God takes small, simple beginnings and turns them into big, important changes. The big, important change we want to see is every Christian in America registered to vote and making their voices heard on Election Day. So we've got an idea. What if each one of us reached just one? What if each one of us pledged to get just one new Christian voter? Think of it like this. Wherever you are in the country, you've got your own little light ready to shine. Watch what happens when you shine your light just once. If everyone will play their part once, all those parts will add up to one big impact.
There's 90 million Christians in America, and less than two-thirds of them actually voted in 2012.
We could decide an election if each of us would simply pledge to register one new Christian voter. Oh, and did we mention we're making it easy for you? Use the voter lookup tool to find someone you know who isn't registered, and go talk to them. The rest, as they say, is history. History that you can help make.
That is so exciting. Don't forget you can go to VFNTV.com/vote so you can register. And you can even find out if your friends are, so you can help them get registered. Imagine one person. You can affect 10 folks. You could vote almost legally 10 times by finding 10 people.
That's right.
Who love God and love the country, and they want to get educated on whoever they're going to vote for, and they go down and vote. You can even put them in your car and drive it. Let's make a whole – this is what we're going to do. And you can say, first of all, find out when the election day is, because most people don't know. There's like a presidential primaries coming up at different times than the other local offices running in different times. But this is, a lot of people are going to switch positions this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully. You don't know.
But get involved. You can get involved locally. You know, find out when your elections are, who's running.
VFNTV.com/vote. It'll tell you exactly when you need to register, how to register. It takes you right to whatever state you're in, whatever county you're in. It'll take you exactly where you need to go. Plus, there's also a Judeo-Christian voting guide.
Yeah.
It'll give you some more information there. Obviously,
stakes have never been higher. We have Supreme Court already vacant, you know, with that one for sure that needs to be filled, but potentially three or four other, you know.
Not just judges. A Supreme Court justice, but a, you know, a
pillar.
A truly conservative, and that word has been so used, it doesn't even really make as much sense, but somebody who actually believes that the Constitution, when people wrote it, they meant when they put the word "the" in there, he said it means "the." Yeah. And you can change it if you want to, but you got to get to the people and change the Constitution. But you can't just bend it. It's not leave it living. This is what happened was. I mean, you think this is my theory. How many people are not reading the Bible in America? The people that profess it.
89%.
89% are not reading the Bible.
81%.
81% are not reading the Bibles in America. Well, the Word of God is living and breathing and active. It was the breath of God. And it's sharper than a double-edged sword. Now, since we quit reading our Bibles and focusing on what God says, they move that, all these different things that God says, they're shifting it to a secular viewpoint, and they're saying now the Constitution lives and breathes.
Hmm.
That's what they're saying. So then it can just change without anybody voting for it. And the Supreme Court justice that we lost, he said it doesn't happen. He says, if you want to change it, it's totally okay. It's constitutionally right for it. You can do that, but you have to do it the way the Constitution says. You got to vote for it. The people have to decide constitutionally, like two-thirds of the ratification type things that
That's
happen
right.
in the United States, to change that.
What's beautiful about the Constitution is that it is what it is. And so people that want to change it or manipulate it oftentimes is because they want to get
But they're not wanting to change it right. I mean, you can change
it right,
but it won't work that way because most of the people in America are against but the few folks in America are changing it in some other ways. And yes, you know, people who claim to be Christians did the very same thing historically. But just because one man robs a bank doesn't mean it's okay to rob banks forever.
That's right.
We can go back to the original intent of the Constitution and say, let's just vote this thing in. And so we lost that. Mm-hmm. So whoever you vote for, or whoever America elects as the next president, for example, they're going to nominate, if our current president doesn't nominate, they're going to nominate a man or woman that's going to sit in that position possibly for the next 50 years, maybe even three seats.
Wow.
What they're talking about.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.